This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A man accused of shooting an Adams County sheriff's deputy was arrested Sunday after a chase through North Denver. Authorities say the deputy survived a gunshot to the chest because of protective body armor. The sheriff's office says the encounter began as a traffic stop. A Colorado man has been charged with aiming a laser pointer at a Denver police helicopter. 43-year-old Kevin Adamchak is accused of pointing a laser at the aircraft in March. He appeared in federal court last week. Shining a laser at an aircraft is a state and federal crime. Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser is on the Western Slope this week. CPR's Dina Sieg says he'll be listening to thoughts from residents on the planned merger of two grocery giants, Kroger and Albertsons.
Weiser will host a listening session on the merger at the Montrose Regional Library District late Wednesday afternoon. On Thursday evening at the Delta Library, Weiser will further discuss the merger at a town hall with State Representative Matt Soper. Weiser will also give the keynote address at this year's Colorado Opioid Abatement Council meeting, happening this week in Montrose. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A tiny but increasing number of Colorado's 5.8 million people have reached the age of 100 and beyond. CPR's Elaine Tassie has the numbers.
The 2010 census found that there were 593 people aged over 100 living in Colorado. That number shot up by 62% to 962 for the 2020 census. Dr. Carrie Levy, professor of geriatric medicine at CU Anschutz, said that increase fits her expectations.
I'm not surprised in Colorado because of our focus on outdoor activities, fitness, that type of thing, that we've got more people reaching this age.
Numbers were made available from a U.S. Census data set released this summer. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Across the metro area, a sunny day, highs in the 90s, 92 in Denver this afternoon, and getting up to 95 tomorrow. It's 6 minutes after 7, and this is CPR News.